want to start today with the simplest of thoughts. An idea that has inspired change for generations. The belief that helped drive us out of the Second World War and into that great reforming government of 1945. An ambition that is more important now than it's been for decades. Six simple words that say, Britain can do better than this. Britain can do better than this. We're Britain, we're better than this. Are you satisfied with a country where people are working harder for longer for less, year after year? Are you satisfied with a country divided, losing touch with the things we value the most? Are you satisfied with a country which shuts out the voices of millions of ordinary people and listens only to the powerful? Are you satisfied with a country standing apart as two nations? Well, I'm not satisfied. See, somewhere along the way, that link got broken. They used to say a rising tide lifts all boats. Now the rising tide just seems to lift the yachts. The cost of living crisis isn't an accident of David Cameron's economic policy. It is his economic policy. He believes in this thing called the global race. But what he doesn't tell you is that he thinks for Britain to win the global race, you have to lose. Lower wages, worse terms and conditions, fewer rights at work. But Britain can't win a race for the lowest wages against countries where wage rates are pennies an hour. And the more we try, the worse things will get for you. Britain can't win a race for the fewest rights at work against the sweatshops of the world. And the more we try, the worse things will get for you. And Britain can't win a race for the lowest skilled jobs against countries where kids leave school at the age of 11. And the more we try, the worse things will get for you. In the 1990s, we committed to a dynamic market economy. What happens when competition fails? What happens when it just fails again and again and again? Then government has to act. Take the gas and electric companies. We need successful energy companies in Britain. We need them to invest for the future. But you need to get a fair deal. And the system is broken, and we're going to fix it. If we win that election in 2015, the next Labour government will freeze gas and electricity prices until the start of 2017. I've got a message for the Tories today. They want to have a debate about leadership and character. Be my guest. And if you want to know the difference between me and David Cameron, here's an easy way to remember it. When it was Murdoch versus the McCanns, he took the side of Murdoch. When it was a tobacco lobby versus the cancer charities, he took the side of the tobacco lobby. When it was the millionaires who wanted a tax cut versus people paying the bedroom tax, he took the side of the millionaires. Come to think of it, here's an even easier way to remember it. David Cameron was the Prime Minister who introduced the bedroom tax. I'll be the Prime Minister who repeals the bedroom tax. I don't want to win this fight for Labour. I want to win it for Britain. Throughout our history, when the voices of hope have been ranged against the voices of fear, the voices of hope have won through. And so now it falls to us to build one nation, a country for all, a Britain we rebuild together. Britain's best days lie ahead. Britain can do better than this. We're Britain, we're better than this. I'll lead a government that fights for you. Thank you very much.